From time to time, do you feel restless? Restless in terms of your relationship with God, just wondering, where do I fit in? Who am I? Where is this all going? How can I be closer to God? Have you ever wondered that? Many people have restless hearts. It's not anything new. And this restlessness can really only be filled by God. And we're going to talk more about that this evening. Hi, I'm Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at KAXL. And for the next 30 minutes, let's look at this topic. Let's enjoy some great music. And let's spend some time in prayer for those who have called into the station this week, requesting prayer from you, our listening family.
You dwell in the songs that we are singing, rise into the heavens, rise into your heart, your heart. Our praises filling up the spaces in between our frailty and everything.
I'm restless. a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
I lose my way and I forget my name. Remind me who I am. In the mirror all I see is who I don't wanna be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is.
Father, holy God, mighty God, Father, you tell us to come to you and to seek your face, and you tell us to come and lay down our burdens and our requests to you. And Father, right now I would like to pray for little Serenity, who just had tubes put into her ears. Father, I'd also like to pray for Ken's mother-in-law, who is in the hospital with pneumonia, and for Seth, who is recovering from recent surgery. Father, we lift these people up to you. Draw them close to you. Be with their family. Father, bless them. And Lord, just want to pray for all the single moms who are struggling to make ends meet and raise their children. What a mighty task that is. And so we just pray, Lord, and ask that you would just give them courage, give them strength, empower them, Lord, with comfort, with sleep, and with peace, knowing you're right there, walking with them and helping them through this task. Such a mighty job. And Father, I also pray for all those who are struggling with cancer of one kind or another, for Kelly, for Kathy's friend, for Richard, and for so many, many others. Lord, we lift them up to you. We again pray for guidance, for wisdom with the doctors. Father, we pray for comfort and for peace. And I pray against any fear. Lord, you are not a God of fear. And we thank you for your word that tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. We just lift these prayer requests up to you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Susie. And we also want to be praying for Cheryl Giesbrecht from our team here at KAXL. And she is part of the ICM ministry over in Africa. She just left a couple of days ago for 3 weeks in Africa. And she asked that we would be praying for her. And her team consists of some folks from Lake Isabella, Callie and Charlene Ryan from up at First Baptist Church on Lake Isabella, and also some folks from Southern California down in El Cajon and all the way across the country in Alpharetta, Georgia. They're going to be meeting up in Kenya and working both in Kenya and Uganda, and we want to be praying for her. So, Father, please be with this team, a medical team that they can provide truly hands-on help for people that are sick. We pray for their unity on this mission trip, their health, for smooth flights, and all of those kind of scheduling issues. Father, go before them and prepare the way. Show them ministry opportunities, how they can be your hands, your feet, speak your words while they're all the way around on the other side of the world. Father, be with Cheryl and her team members. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is always so great when we get to explore, we get to remember just who we are in Christ from God's point of view. How does God see us? Who does God see us to be? We are His dearly loved children. Romans chapter 8, take a look at that and read that over and over again. We are God's dearly loved children, and we are also ambassadors for His kingdom. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that we are ambassadors for the kingdom of God with a message of amnesty for the world around us, that for a limited time, God is offering forgiveness of sins to those who will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So we are God's dearly loved children and also His ambassadors. And why is it important for us to really understand this? Well, because we will live our lives out based upon who we understand ourselves to be. And we will pray based upon who we understand ourselves to be. If we see ourselves as gods, if we see ourselves as self-sufficient or self-motivated, self-focused, that's how we will live our life. That's how we will make our prayers. Everything will be about us. And on the other end of the scale, if we see ourselves as just rotten sinners, worms, whatever that phrase might be, hey, that's how we'll live our lives. We'll live our lives out as rotten sinners. And we will be really self-focused and will be powerless in terms of our prayers. But if we understand that we are children of the King and ambassadors for His kingdom and assigned to advance His kingdom wherever our feet go with the authority of the throne of Jesus Christ, then We live our lives much differently. We live our lives with authority, and we pray much differently. We pray with authority that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I've been looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, and beginning in verse 9, this is what Peter writes about us, about you, about me. But you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Well, this is so wonderful how Peter describes this, that we're a chosen people. We are, as Christians, for those of us who are in Christ, we're not earth dwellers, to use an Old Testament term. We're not earth dwellers. We are citizens of heaven, living out our lives for a short term here on earth, with an eternity in heaven with our Lord and Savior. We are a chosen people. We're not an ethnic race, but we are a redeemed race. We are privileged. We are part of a royal family. And in fact, God sent His Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And so we are a holy people, a holy nation. We are a priesthood fit for royalty. That phrase, a royal priesthood, has a couple of different meanings. And when we think about this, there was always a separation. There was supposed to be a separation between the royal family and the priesthood. David understood this. He acknowledged this. Saul understood this. He acknowledged it. Solomon kind of got confused with this. He built the temple. They had their first big service. And Solomon kind of wanted in the action, doing some things that really were assigned to the priest to do. But God kind of permitted that to happen. But typically what we see is that in ancient Israel, there was a division between the royal family and the priesthood. In fact, the first time that we hear about this kind of blending between the royal family and the priesthood is in the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament, referring back to a man named Melchizedek in the Old Testament. Abraham had met up with Melchizedek out in the middle of wherever and offered him tithes of the plunder that he had received from conquering some kings at that time. And this man, Melchizedek, is described as the king of Salem, and he was the priest of the Most High God. So here was one who was both a king and a priest, and the writer to Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is in the order of Melchizedek, that he is both the king and he is the priest. And so we now, as God's people, are a priesthood fit for royalty, and we also are part of a royal family. We've been adopted by the king himself. We are the sons and daughters, the dearly loved children of God. We are the bride of Christ. And so we are both royalty who are priests, and we are priests fit for the royal family. It's a great phrase. Now, really, what does it mean to be a priest? The people of Israel certainly would have understood that a lot better than we do here in California. But think of it this way. As a priest, you represent before God your people. You are the go-between, the intermediary between your people, the people of Israel, people of Bakersfield, the people of your neighborhood. You stand between them and the King of Heaven. And you do two things, real important things. One is you represent God to your people. So you hear from God, He speaks to you, and as priest, you speak to your people the Word of God. And you represent before the throne of God the needs of your people. You make sacrifices for your people, you make offerings for your people, and you make prayers for your people. And this is the Old Testament picture of the priest, more or less. Well, what does it mean for us as Christians living right here in Kern County? How do we act as priests fit for royalty, part of the royal priesthood? How do we act in that way? Well, I would suggest two things. One is that for those who live around us, those in our circle of influence, our family, our neighbors, our co-workers, the people at school with us, the people who go to church with us, the people who live within 10 miles of us, that we represent them before the throne of God, that we take prayer requests from them to the throne of God, that when we know that there are needs, we take those on behalf of those people to God, and we intercede for them in prayer. And we have the Word of God. We've been entrusted with the Word of God. And we should tell that to those people who are around us, to our family and to our neighbors and to our co-workers and people at school with us and so on, that we should tell people this is what God says. This is what God wants you to know. So the picture is very much like the picture of the ambassador that the New Testament also uses. We are ambassadors for the king, that we have a message of reconciliation to give to the people of this planet, to give to the people of Kern County from our king as we represent him. You know, when you wonder, who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? You are part of a people who belong to God, the creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, who is right now seated in heaven, and the angels of heaven bow down and worship him, and you belong to him. You belong to God. We are ambassadors of our Father, who is the King. And as ambassadors, we are to declare to this country, to this planet, we are to declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his wonderful light. We are the people of God. Here at KAXL, we're working hard to expand our ministry reach. We know that the good news of Jesus Christ, when it's broadcast on the radio, can travel into places, into homes and businesses and cars and hospital rooms, through doors and walls. It can travel into places that other types of ministries simply cannot reach. KAXL is able to reach people with the gospel because we're a radio station. And now we're expanding our ministry by providing seminars and workshops to local churches, churches like yours, as a way of strengthening your family and your church, and maybe even reaching into your church's neighborhood. We're offering, for free, marriage workshops, parenting classes, and even stress management seminars. And the size of your church doesn't matter to us. In fact, we really want to help the many small and medium-sized churches in Bakersfield and Delano, Shafter and Tehachapi, where the pastors are working hard to care for their flocks and hard to reach into their neighborhoods, but may not have time to do these kinds of workshops and seminars. So if you'd like to know more, give us a call. I'll take you to Starbucks. I'll tell you all about it. And thanks for supporting the ministry of KAXL. And if you're not yet a financial supporter, give us a call at the station. We'd be glad to tell you how you can become part of our ministry team.
I am broken at your feet, like an alabaster jar. Every piece of who I am laid before your majesty. I will bow my life at your feet, at your feet. My lips, so lost for words, will kiss your feet, kiss your feet. Yeah. The gravity of you draws my soul unto its knees. I will never be the same. I am lost and found in you. Oh, I will bow my life at your feet, at your feet. My lips, so lost for words, will kiss your feet, kiss your feet. I will bow my life, oh, I will bow my life at your feet, at your feet. My lips, so lost for words, will kiss.